company based on his experience at Intel. We knew Intel was run well, and John's talk made a lot of intuitive sense, so we decided we'd give it a try. I think it's worked out pretty well for us. OKRs are a simple process that helps drive varied organizations forward. We have adapted how we use it over the years. Take it as a blueprint and make it yours, based on what you want to see happen. For leaders, OKRs give a lot of visibility into an organization. They also provide a productive way to push back. For example, you might ask, why can't users load a video on YouTube almost instantly? Isn't that more important than this other goal you're planning to do next quarter? I'm glad to join in celebrating the memory of Bill Campbell, which John has done very nicely at the conclusion of the book. Bill was a fantastically warm human being who had the gift of almost always being right, especially about people. He was not afraid to tell anyone how full of shit they were, and somehow they would still like him even after that. I miss Bill's weekly haranguing very much. May everyone have a Bill Campbell in their lives, or even strive to make themselves be a bit more like the coach. I don't write a lot of forewords, but I agreed to do this one because John gave Google a tremendous gift all those years ago. OKRs have helped us lead to 10x growth many times over. They've helped make our crazily bold mission of organizing the world's information perhaps even achievable. They've kept me and the rest of the company on time and on track when it mattered the most. And I wanted to make sure people heard that.
Part 1. OKRs in Action. Chapter 1. Google, Meet OKRs. Or as Yogi Berra says, if you don't know where you're going, you might not get there. On a fall day in 1999 in the heart of Silicon Valley, I arrived at a two-story L-shaped structure off the 101 freeway. It was young Google's headquarters, and I'd come with a gift. The company had leased the building just 2 months earlier, outgrowing a space above an ice cream parlor in downtown Palo Alto. 2 months before that, I'd placed my biggest bet in 19 years as a venture capitalist, an $11.8 million wager for 12% of a startup founded by a pair of Stanford grad school dropouts. I joined Google's board. I was committed, financially and emotionally, to do all I could to help it succeed. Barely a year after incorporating, Google had planted its flag to, quote, organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. That might have sounded grandiose, but I had confidence in Larry Page and Sergey Brin. They were self-assured, even brash, but also curious and thoughtful. They listened, and they delivered. Sergey was exuberant, mercurial, strongly opinionated, and able to leap intellectual chasms in a single bound. A Soviet-born immigrant, he was a canny, creative negotiator and a principled leader. Sergey was restless, always pushing for more. He might drop to the floor in the middle of a meeting for a set of push-ups. Larry was an engineer's engineer, the son of a computer science pioneer. He was a soft-spoken nonconformist, a rebel with a 10x cause, namely to make the internet exponentially more relevant. While Sergey crafted the commerce of technology, Larry toiled on the product and imagined the impossible. He was a blue-sky thinker, but with his feet on the ground. Earlier that year, when the two of them came to my office to pitch me, their PowerPoint deck had just 17 slides, and only two with numbers. They added three cartoons to kind of flesh out the deck. Though they'd made a small deal with the Washington Post, Google had yet to unlock the value of keyword-targeted ads. As the 18th search engine to arrive on the web, the company was way late to the party. Ceding the competition such a long head start was normally fatal, especially in technology. But none of that stopped Larry from lecturing me on the poor quality of search in the market and how much it could be improved, and imagine how much bigger it would be tomorrow. He and Sergey had no doubt that they would break through, never mind their lack of a business plan.